MLM Nation, episode 686.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey everyone, Simon Chan, special episode, a recap of 2021. And hey, this is a first. I'm walking in the streets of Vancouver. It's freezing cold here. Definitely freezing cold for, I guess, a wimpy Southern California boy. It is about 10, 15 degrees. I just had to get out of the house and record this. So hopefully you can hear me pretty clearly. You won't hear any car noises and stuff. Just walking, tons of snow, and I find this therapeutic. You know, I posted on my Instagram how I like doing long walks by myself. Well, back home, I don't get to do this much, but that's why I exercise, when I bike, when I run, kind of time to reflect, time to think and plan. And I haven't had much time to do that the first 2 days. I've been out in Vancouver for over a week now, two more days, and finally get back home right before the new year. By the way, I'm excited to go back, be back in 48 hours. So by the time you listen to this, I'll be back in California. Just missed the weather, I guess. You know, this reminded me of why, and not to say bad about Vancouver because it's a beautiful city, but I'm just a warm weather person. I'm an outdoorsy person. And brings back memories of when I was a kid, when it was snowing. It really makes you nostalgic, right? Because the houses here, the streets, are very similar to the way things were in Brooklyn, New York. And when it's cold, you really don't get to do much. You stay inside. So my kids, who it's very different. They're used to like nonstop sports, outdoors, baseball 7 days a week. You got outdoor hoops, different things going on, runs, and now they're cooped up in the house. I want to take them out, but there's a lot of ice on the ground, so I don't want them to fall and break. We did make a snowman. We did have a white Christmas for the first time, so that was really cool, but. The in-laws, they're more like worried about them falling and catching a cold. So we're indoors most of the time. But today, I told my wife, we're taking the kids out. At least I am, for some football in the snow. And I always say, hey, hot weather is always better than cold weather. And my son's like, no way, when it's like 100 degrees, when it's, you know, 40 degrees Celsius, it's brutal. It's brutal, but cold weather, when it's that hot, at least your hands don't feel like they're about to fall off. But anyway, brings back a lot of good memories. I'm out here. We used to go back to, you know, Vancouver at least once a year, thanks to the time flexibility, you know, being able to control your time. But because of COVID, this is the first time been back in 4.5 years. So it's and my in-laws, I'm super grateful for them. They helped, big part of helping raise my first two kids. They actually live with us. We used to see them, feel like kind of my mom and dad, spent a lot of time, but it's been a lot difficult now they're older and because of the COVID restrictions. But I want to share with you today. So now that, let me know how your holidays are, right? But one important part of this and why I go for these walks is to think back. It's important to recap how things are. And I have a routine. I share my daily routine where I always recap the day and plan out my next day. I always recap my week and plan out next week. And I also need to recap my year and plan out next week, next year. I'll share some lessons and things that have helped me out, and also what's going on in my life. So I'm definitely not perfect. So the reason I'm doing this is to give you a glimpse of what it is to be an entrepreneur and to inspire you as well. I'm definitely not perfect and all screwed up. We're all human, right? So let's talk about some of the wins first and some of the lessons I've learned and awareness. The first wins is getting tremendous more wins in coaching clients. I love the fact to see them do well. I think that's just like in anything. Consistency creates mastery, right? Something I share all the time. And I've been doing this coaching business now full time for almost 9 years. I can't believe it, but it's been almost 9 years. Almost as long as when I was a full-time, you know, leader in network marketing. I did that full time for about 9.5 years and then been doing switched over. To me, my mind still feels like I've done coaching, but it's been 9 years. And it's the entrepreneurial roller coaster. It goes up and goes back down. and definitely learned a lot of lessons. But if you stay with something, the same thing over and over again, you get really good at it. And just throughout the years, seeing how the industry has changed, network marketing has changed, direct selling has changed, but also working with people, the fundamentals of the business never change. And that is creating authority through your content or through your connections, your network, and psychology of selling, fundamental principles of prospecting, they never change. Just the platforms may change, but the mindset behind that never changes. So that is, so getting a lot of great results, people who are struggled, all of a sudden recruiting 3-4 people a month, people never recruited before. And I think the best testimonials I get, the thing that makes me the most happy, is when I hear from people after they've done my coaching program, maybe 1 or 2 years later. And, like I'll give a shout out to Ken, Ken Owyler, and just him reaching out to me. Maybe early in the year, he got to the big rank, got a car bonus, and talked about how what he learned, what he earned, and where he's at was a big part of the coaching he did with me like 4 years ago. So that is something that I love. Those are the things I love the most. And I think that's your process. You got to enjoy the process, right? We all want things right now, but sometimes it doesn't happen right now. It takes time. And with Ken, I remember when we did coaching, this is back in 2017, in the summer, in the end of 2017, he had some quick results. It wasn't like, rocket ship, like all of a sudden. But if you stay consistent, a lot of times with lessons, you need to be patient with yourself. Right? Patient in the process, patient in the industry, and most important, patient with yourself. That takes time. As long as you keep following those principles of success, eventually it'll happen. So that was a big one, right? That's just one example of Ken. Others as well, like Javier de Miguel Coy, tripled his income like a year, 2 years later. Seeing people grow like that from a lot of lessons I worked with them, the routines and habits that changed. That was a huge win. So I encourage you, if you're a mistake that people make, they read a book, they attend an event, attend a conference, talk to a mentor and upline, immediately not getting the results, and they think it doesn't work. No, it does work. You need to keep feeding that, keep growing it, doing it, getting good at it. Consistency, right, creates mastery. So, and one of the trends we talked about, even for myself, one of the wins was getting into doing reels and now into TikTok, right? Now, I'm definitely not early in the game. You'd probably say I'm late in the game. Maybe not that late, mid-late to the game. But just doing it, once you create the system of doing it and a routine, we start to get a lot of great results. And it's been awesome. It's been fun doing it. And like, go back to consistency creates mastery. I started doing this back in September 2021. First month or so wasn't that good. And I started doing reels over a year ago, but there's no routine, right? So if you're struggling with consistency, you need a routine. Without a routine, you're never going to be consistent. You need routine. Routines create consistency. So create that routine. In September, I started doing it. It took me a while. That's why you got to stay focused. We had to tinker that routine probably 10, 20 times of like when to shoot, when to how to edit and all that. The music, how do we choose the best music, how to get the flow, how to keep myself mentally ready, even my silly dance move, how to get those ready. Finally, I feel like we have a pretty good routine now, and we're cranking them out at least 5 times a week. And recently, I also started cranking out reels for my son's Instagram. If it doesn't go big win, started creating my son just to market his baseball abilities. He's only 10, but we're thinking 7 years down the road, whether it may be playing college, but definitely not playing college, definitely in high school, where he has a huge library documenting from he started to play when he was 5 years old all the way to now. And I did it through chronological order. Most of it's 99% chronological order, and we're still haven't caught up yet, but started doing reels there, growing from zero to like I think 200 something followers, and we'll get more and more as we engage and spend more time there. So that was a huge win. And that was, by the way, networking, right? You have to understand the value of relationships, the ideas to help you. And another mistake a lot of new entrepreneurs make is like, if someone is not a bad prospect, right? Someone who doesn't buy, doesn't join, oh, they're no good. But no, people can add value. So many, as long as you add value to their lives, they can add value to your lives, right? So I'll give you an example. I shared this before, maybe you've heard of it. like years ago, this is probably like 9 years ago, 10 years ago, like my wife met this woman, Lily, and became friends. And she was a prospect, was interested in the products, but never purchased, right? She was using some other product. But she, in turn, because of networking, introduced us to an awesome nanny that we had for many, many years, and who still keeps in touch with us, one of our good friends. So that relationship, like the relationship doesn't mean, you know, someone joins your business, doesn't join, they're no good. They can add value in so many different ways. And, you know, that nanny is probably awesome. It's a big part of my team. I wouldn't be able to build a successful business without that nanny, right? Especially during the infant years where I'm working, they're helping out. She's helping cooking and do all the chores and errands, doing laundry, helping out my wife, because raising three kids and a dog is no joke. So, and this recent one was like one of my wife's good friends, this guy, Kelvin. Yes, he gave me a great idea in terms of doing reels, because he's been watching my reels. Why don't you do reels for your son as well? And just as one thing over drinks and like chocolates, we had tons of chocolate and sushi. I don't know, that was a great mix, but we had drinks, sushi, wine, and the chocolates, a lot of great dark chocolates on Sunday afternoon. And we talked about that, and I immediately took action, right? And you can check out the reels. It's probably still, by the time you listen to it, they'll get better and better. But the first one took me a while to do. And again, consistency, something that helped me out is once I do something, I'm all in. I don't dabble. So once you give me the idea, I'm going to do it. I did two of them that day and immediately won two the following day. I think since then, it's only been like 3 days. We've done five or six of them, right? Twice a day. And you get, when you go deep, instead of doing everything, now I didn't think about putting a Facebook profile, putting a Facebook reel or TikTok or all that, even though you can repurpose it. But I went deep, meaning I just focused on the Instagram reel and doing it, choosing the songs, how to edit it, the filters. And I feel like within 6 days, I got a pretty good handle of it. And within another month, it'll get even better. And the reach is easily double to triple to one video is almost four times as a one reel, four times the reach as a normal one. So it's great exposure for my son. This kind of reminds me of when I had Obi. Obi, my first son, my Bichon, per se, my dog, has over 6,000 followers on Facebook, right? This is years ago when he first, I had him as a puppy. I started it, playing around with it, and I started thinking about how to apply that to my business. So, again, the lesson is consistency creates mastery, going deep in one thing. Several other updates with, you know, we had an awesome social media workshops, BYOB social media workshops. If you haven't, if you're struggling with social media, you need to get on one of these. They're very, it's a very low investment to get started for the price of like two, you know, you can say a lunch. You can go get on there and I actually create content for you. So those have been super popular and people getting lots of great results. That's why I still continue to do them. You can check that out. I'll put it on the show notes page, but you can go to BYOB, which stands for Build Your Own Business Workshop.com. Our purpose-driven networkers community, that's been awesome, tons of fun. We got a good group of people there. Every Friday, sharing their results, sharing their wins, their accountability. And it's been a lot of fun. Just great to see people grow and staying consistent there. You know, one of our members, give him a shout-out, Joe Luciano, has been to every BYOB workshop that I've done since we started these online like 2.5 years ago. Shows up every day for our daily prospecting sessions within purpose-driven networkers. And was a top 10 recruiter in his company in the summer of this year. So big shout out to him. Always shows up. I love it. And, you know, he just does massive. It's not any magical words he says. He just does huge quantity, huge volume. When you talk to and reach out to a lot of people, you are going to get the customers. You are going to get the results. Another thing that's helped me out is the concept of going deeper is tracking time. I've always tracked time, and especially what I do, how much I work. I always aim to get as much work done and still be able to be, you know, a baseball dad, spending 15 to 25 hours, sometimes a lot more than that, on the baseball field. But tracking how much I work, and one thing I did this year was breaking down even more specific categories. How much time I'm spending on content creation, how much time I'm spending on marketing, and that has helped, really eye-opener, and because I was looking, as I'm thinking to grow, expand my business, what I need to do. Okay, so that's on the business side. We talked about that. You know, some of the great, and here's a tip I learned from Tim Ferriss, where if you want to plan out your year, go back to your previous, your last year's calendar. You should have a calendar, right? If you're not, every successful person has the things in the calendar. So go back to your calendar in the past year and look at all the things that you've done, right? The appointments, the meetings, and determine what are things that give you a positive return. Positive return means things that worked out well, right? What are some things that didn't work out well? I don't want to do that again. That sucked, right? And then you decide this year, which are the ones that did well, which are the ones that gave you like the 80-20 or 20% that gave you 80% of the results and satisfaction, and do more of those. And the ones that didn't, you do less of those, right? And that was, I kind of did something like that, but going through the calendar and looking at through the, I go through on Google Calendar, or you can use iCal and Apple, or you go by, I use Google Calendar, even though I'm an Apple fan, I go by week, I was able to see what are some things I need to double, triple down on, and things I need to stop doing as it relates to my business and also my personal life. So the baseball tournaments, like I said, the baseball with my oldest son, we won a major tournament. My second son, I thought he wasn't that into it. He's a very different personality, but got into baseball as well, doing summer league with him and then travel ball. That was a huge blast. Okay. Big surprise, but very different kid, but very, it challenges me as well in terms of how to parent someone very, very different from me, very different from my oldest son. My oldest son's like my mini me. We think alike, we act alike. Very easy to do that. Doing fantasy baseball, basketball together, my oldest son. That was a win as well. Like, I haven't done fantasy basketball in like 20 something years, but getting him, he's helping me out manage it. So it was like a fun thing and a parenting thing at the same time. Also teaching math lessons and analytical lessons in there also. All right. I don't even know how long I'm going for. I'm just walking here, I guess 16 minutes. We will wrap up soon. I got a lot of other important things to share, and it definitely makes this walk a lot more enjoyable. I did this walk yesterday, not recording the podcast, because somehow my thing didn't sync, tech issues, but today is just some flying by. We are going for, let me see, I've actually walked 1.25 miles. All right, let's, another thing that I did, I'm grateful, super blessed for what this profession has done. Is that I was able to coach three. Now, I don't recommend doing this, and I'm not doing it again this year, but coaching three baseball teams at the same time. I'm an assistant coach for a top travel team in the country. Actually, we right now, as we're saying, we're the ranked the number four team in the AAA level in entire California, my oldest son's team. So I'm an assistant coach. I'm like a third assistant. We have an awesome coach there, Armando Perez, giving him a shout out there. I was a coach. Jonathan Velasquez, really selfless coaches, and the whole community of parents, which, yeah, great networking, great times. The network is what determines your net worth. You know, for my son to play at a high level in baseball, you need to be in that network. And so that's what we're plugged in. So being assistant coaching there and then coaching my second son's Little League team and also my youngest son, T-ball team, that was a blast, but crazy stressful. And I said to myself, and then we did basketball. Like, I didn't learn my lesson. After that ended, I decided to coach basketball in the summer. So, yeah, my son's oldest team, baseball, and then two basketball teams. Tremendous amounts of stress. I'm never doing it again. So, hey, like I said, I'm not the brightest. I made that mistake, but definitely not making the mistake again this year. So something has to give. I'm only focusing on one team. Some of the highlights, okay, aha moments, is the whole Instagram community, the online, you know, just TikTok, you know, Facebook, Instagram. It's just incredible social media. And I've been into card collecting. I got more into it this year and met two great friends. Those are like the highlights. I mentioned one of them, this guy Gordon out in Australia, just randomly connecting, finding someone that collects exactly like me, like the players I collect. That was really, really cool. And then a friend, like actually it was my wife's friend, and I'm actually considered a pretty good friend now, Brian, out of Vancouver, just through card collecting through Facebook and then Instagram collecting. And that he's an entrepreneur as well from card collecting. We start talking about investing, you know, different things, entrepreneurship. That was really cool. Those are definitely two relationships that I gained this year that hugely value. Okay, big part. And, you know, the people who are closest to you determines where you are in life. And definitely for card collecting, for investing purposes, those two are definitely something, those definitely wins of the year. And that was just from social media. Okay, social media, like the guy, my friend Gordon, it's just because he collects Ichiro Suzuki. Like the way I found his post. He has an incredible collection, right? Incredible. It's like 1,000 times better than mine. I just started reaching out to him and we connected. We even FaceTime on video. We talked, right? Just like that, a relationship. He's been following me as well. And then with Brian, it was just, he saw me post something and reply back. And I didn't even know he collected cards. I knew he's very entrepreneurial. He's a hustler. I didn't even know he collected cards. Next thing you know, we're talking cards. And then, you know, we're meeting up in Vancouver. I'm getting cards for him, all that. Okay. All through social media posting. But I talk about this all the time. The social media profile is like your business card, right? Don't just post about business, but post about things you like to do, because there are people who like the same thing you do who are also very successful. It's a great way to connect with people, right? So like Gordon is a totally different niche. Brian, I knew he was an entrepreneur. I never knew he collected cards, but through the cards, we connected and become, I'll say, good friends now. So it's incredible, the power. And we never really spent time until I went to Vancouver. We met up for like 2 hours, our families. It wasn't until then, it was all online through text messaging. You know, it was like Facebook messaging, text messaging, and just sharing what our journeys are. Just from sports card collecting and also from our entrepreneur, right? So personal growth, realizing, you know, sometimes we think we're young forever, but I realize I'm pretty old now. Getting old, getting up there. Yes, I'm getting old, and we need to stay young. That's why you need to be in a circle of people with younger thinkers. That's something that sports card collecting has helped me out, right? I'm also learning, fascinated with blockchain, crypto. That also made me feel old. But I put myself in these circles so that it makes my mind stay flexible and young. I don't want to end up being like a certain way of thinking. It's difficult because we're programmed, we grew up a certain way, and some things don't make sense. Some of the crypto NFT stuff still doesn't make sense to me. But hey, that's why I stayed in there. So it challenges me, my mind, to be flexible and stay young. Because the way, whether you like it or not, the world adapts to and caters to that young crowd. And I was talking to a friend of mine that grew up in high school friend, and he was just like, I don't get this. It's not right. I was like, yeah, you know what? Well, there's a lot of things about the newer world, or younger generation, I don't get, and probably I don't like it because I don't get. But that's because my thinking is not right. If I learn to think it, I'm probably sure it's a smarter thing out there. So that's what I would encourage you to do, right? It's like, in order for, as my mentor, late mentor Jim Rohn told me, in order for you, your income to change, you must change. That's constantly something I remind myself. How do I must change so that I can get to the next level? And it's not changing habits, most more important, changing thinking. And ever since I started doing that, it's really opened up a lot of investment opportunities for me and really seeing the vision of where things will be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, right? Someone did a post, my friend said, in 5 years ago, 2016, would you ever imagine where you'd be today? I think somewhat, right? I definitely didn't imagine where I'd be, but some of it was. But you got to have that vision, because even if you fail, you got to be closer a little bit. And if you have a clear vision, desire where you want to be, it's so important to have goals down and look at them all the time. Okay, that is something you have to do. We talked about that, planning your day, planning your week, planning out your year, looking at it all the time. There's times I admit in the past where I haven't looked at my yearly goals all the time, in the front and center, and I strayed away from that, right? Again, your weekly goals should come from your yearly goals, and your daily goals should come from your weekly goals. So it keeps you on track. Otherwise, time goes by so fast. You're like, what the heck happened here? Just time flew by. I didn't get anything. I'm nowhere close to where I wanted to be, right? And life is going to take you to an entire new direction that's most of the time not as desirable as the one you wanted. All right, and then we just accept that's the way things are. Doesn't need to be. Stay. Go look at your goals. Look at them every day. And very important, it's accountability. Accountability is the missing link. You know, part of my success through ideas, and even recently, a big part of where I am is my accountability partner, my friend Dave. We've been doing it 7 years now. Every month, we hold each other accountable. We do a 1-hour accountability call. And it doesn't matter how where I'm traveling, what's going on with him and the kids, we never miss a month. It's been on for 7 years strong, and it's just amazing watching him grow and see the challenges that he had. He owns his own company. He's transformed himself, and vice versa. So accountability. Sometimes it's important to have someone at your level because you got to vent. Things that may not always happen well, but you got to vent and share and encouragement. And like the accountability part is not just about business, but also about spiritual life or family life. Extremely important. Last thing before we wrap up here is the trends, right? A lot of trends going on. You have to be aware of short form video. I talked about the Reels, TikTok. If you're not doing it, you must get on board and do it. If you need help, reach out to me or find someone that can help you. But that is the easiest way to increase your marketability and reach out to new people and connect with people. Make sure you get on top of that. Also, people are more into working at home now, right? So if you're doing in network marketing, talk about the benefits of working from home, right? It's not as attractive, I'll say, as before, because a lot of people have done it, of course, during the pandemic. They've experienced working at home. And they also discovered it's all not all that great, even though it's very good, but it's hard to stay focused. You got distractions. You know, sometimes the spouse is there, you get in a fight. It's very difficult to work with the kids at the same time. So the work at home thing is, in many ways, not as attractive as it used to be. So you got to think about something else, right? It used to be, oh, you get to work at home, do this. Like, wow, great. I hate my commute. I'm going to look at this. You got to think of a different angle to get them. And what the angle is that always works is time flexibility, right? You work when you want to work. Because a lot of people who work at home, if they're in corporate, they don't have that flexibility. So having that flexibility, that's a selling point. More time with your kids, that's always a selling point. But the whole original get to work at home is not as attractive before. So many people are used to that already. And you have a lot of freelancers that do that. And at the same time, the younger generation, they're not into the, you know, back then, if you were like, oh, I don't want to get a job, I just want to work for myself, you're really weird. You're very, very different. Now, there's more and more people like that. It's not as weird, right? Through the freelancing, like the Fiverr, the graphic artists, right? There's more and more people out there like that. People trading crypto at home, people day trading is more of a common thing. It's not as rare as before. So just know that if you're reaching out to people, just talk about working at home. I don't think that gets anyone excited that much now. It's more about the flexibility of the time. That's a better selling point. Another win for me, been doing a lot of reading, okay, tons of reading, and I got a new routine. Been probably read over 30, 40 books this year. That's definitely been in the groove. I have a routine down. Once I nap, I read for 10, 15 minutes. That's been very helpful. Reread Think and Grow Rich. By the way, that's a classic. Definitely have to read that. You may not understand it much, but the more you read it, it will get to you. And then rereading Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. That was also, I read that a few times already, but really good. Okay, as I think about my limiting beliefs, to help me get to the next level, it was a good wake-up call in many things. Last thing is, hey, your past doesn't define you, right? So it doesn't matter what you're stuck in this year, that doesn't define you, right? Your biggest lessons all come from the mistakes. Don't feel bad about the mistakes. Don't feel bad about you screwed up. Don't define you. They only define you if you stay stuck and don't get moving. So set your goals, visualize yourself in the future. There's a good video I'll put in the show notes page about how to make money even if you never had success yet. It's always about selling your vision, your future, and getting that confidence, borrowing that confidence from other events so that you can present confidently and reach out to people with confidence and conviction. And the challenges, you will have challenges, but those challenges are, you should be grateful for them because they open up to you to how to get better and also new avenues, new opportunities. Challenges is when opportunities arise, right? Leaders rise during the challenges. The followers are scared of challenges. You know, challenges for me open up a great investment opportunities for me at my age. So I'm totally grateful for the challenges. So, hey, that's it. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Reach out to me on social media. Let me know. Also, if you like this, please subscribe and leave us a review on Spotify, iTunes, whatever platform you listen to this. Appreciate it a lot. And remember, set your goals. Look at them. Make sure you get accountability. accountability, very important to making sure your goals happen. And if you need any help, hey, I do have some spots from time to time for one-on-one coaching. You can reach out to me, this application, and we're going to talk to see whether you're a good fit. But hey, thank you for listening. Have an awesome holiday. Happy New Year. And let's together, let's make 2022 the best year of life. Hey, God bless, and go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life this year. Take care.